Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hey there, and it is time for yet another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today's topic is the five whys of mobile marketing. Now, it's hard to run a business when you can't figure out where your customers are. And I know that's a strange mistake or a strange statement to make at the beginning of a podcast about mobile marketing, but it is a perfect segue into this week's topic, the five whys of mobile marketing. So many business owners want to do mobile correctly, but so many of you struggle with the how, when, the where, the what. And all of this is without realizing that until you actually answer the why part of the equation, you really can't fill in the blanks in the other columns. Now, one of the things that we do every week is Hazel gives you the rundown of mobile wallet marketing. It's the 2-minute synopsis. If you've heard it all before, skip to the 3-minute mark. If not, pay attention for at least the next 2 minutes.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. So what is mobile wallet marketing? Well, it's a real-time communications tool with direct access to your customers using their mobile phones. So types of mobile wallet passes that we come across are digital business cards, store cards with offers, event tickets, the podcast pass. There are many different types of ways to use a mobile wallet pass. And a pass has a front and a back to it. The front of the pass, you use your title will be on there, which is your company, your icon, and what message that you want to put
You know,
on
though,
there.
I want to ask you something really quick, Hayes. Sure. I hate to interrupt you, but if you, let's say you didn't want to use your company name on the front. Let's say I wanted to use my offer name on the front because I was doing this as part of an online marketing campaign. And frankly, you don't need to know the name or the address of my business because we're doing this virtually online. So am I restricted in what I can put on the front by what you tell me I can put? Or am I restricted by the space available that Apple and Android passes are designed to use?
Yes, you are restricted by what Apple says you can, the space. Now, you can put whatever you want on there, and that comes down to your strategy of what you do want on there. A digital business card, you would put your company name or your name.
Right.
But you know, if you're doing another offer, you might not. You're absolutely right. So that comes down to strategy.
Right, because a lot of our real estate agents, the name of the agent and the name of the brokerage is really secondary to the property address. They feature the property address. That is kind of the point of the front of the pass. Picture right. of the property, property address. The rest is just kind of, it's here. Now let's go to the back side and get your details.
That's right. And on the back side, the details. Thank you, Kim.
Sorry, I didn't know I was doing that.
And you can put your URLs to your website, call to action links to calling, let's say, as you said, the example of a realtor. So you can have your realtor phone number on there. You can have an email address on there. And if you don't know where the home is of the pass, you can have a direct link going to Maps. And it will navigate you right to that open house.
Right. So there's a million different ways that you can set this up based on the type of business that you have. And that kind of falls back to the why part of the equation that we were talking about at the beginning, the intro to the podcast. So how do you determine the why? I think the first thing we should probably do is bring up a couple of obvious points. Number one, more than half of the people are surfing the internet on their mobile device at any given time when they're looking at it. They're also, in the case of almost half, 49% to be exact, reading their email on mobile. SMS marketing, that's another very effective method of marketing. That, again, is obviously mobile. All these things are designed to be mobile first, and depending on your specific demographic, you really need to get your focus honed in on the mobile. If you market to people that are 35 years of age and under, and you don't have a solid mobile marketing strategy, you're going to find yourself losing out to not only your competition, but you're really kind of kicking yourself in the head, because the very people that you're trying to reach, you're not reaching them in a way that is convenient, accessible, and encouraging for them to use. The strategy has to be about them, not about you.
Right. We can't say this enough. If you aren't doing it, your competition is. And they are making money out of and taking it out of your pocket. The stats we talked about aren't estimates. They are statistics. It's very easy for anyone to determine what portion of their website or social media visitors are using mobile versus desktop.
This is so true, and it's something that, while you brought it up, let's touch on it for a second. A lot of people have websites. A lot of people use their Facebook pages. Facebook gives you stats straight away on whether people are visiting you on mobile, on desktop, on iOS, on Android, on Safari, on Chrome, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So those stats are there, and if you do any kind of Facebook advertising, you should be using those stats when you're designing your Facebook ad campaigns. Websites, almost every single host has this available, and if the host doesn't have it available, Google Analytics is free and it's the easiest thing to install ever. WordPress plugin, Google Tag Manager, I mean, they make it like there's 38 ways from Sunday to put this in there so that you can see what's happening. So if you don't believe us when we tell you that more than half of your people are on mobile, go and look at your own stats and see what's actually happening. And search, how this pertains to things like local search. Local search is 99% on mobile. People are out driving around, walking around, riding their bikes, rowing their boats, canoes, kayaks, whatever, and they're looking for things when they're on mobile. Very few people sit down at the computer in their house and say, what would I like to have for lunch at 6 o'clock in the morning? They wait until 11 o'clock when they're out cruising around, and that's when they look to find out what they're gonna have for lunch, and they do it all on mobile. So mobile, mobile, mobile. I mean, you know, I think you said this on another episode. Mobile first is not just a hashtag. It is a thought process.
That's right. That's right. I did say that on another podcast.
You did. I remember it.
Yeah. And you have to think about mobile marketing if you want an app or not, or mobile wallet pass.
Episode 9?
That's what I was thinking. Episode 9. We go through what it is, a mobile wallet versus mobile app. So we're not going to get into much detail here, but I will tell you that is where we spend the time talking about what you can expect from each of those platforms and why they might want to choose one over the other.
So we also have episode 28, which is mobile wallet versus mobile app, part 2. And that one has some different information, less concrete examples, and more stuff about how to set up your strategy and how to design for mobile campaigns that are going to be effective. So 9 and 28 are both really good episodes. If you haven't heard them, after this one, you probably want to go back and listen to at least one of those, maybe both of those.
Right. So another reason why you want to use mobile marketing is that you might want to start small and expand as needed. You don't have to go have a $1,000 budget at once. You can start very small. There's absolutely zero requirement that you need to start off large. You can dip a toe with a mobile coupon or a membership card using a mobile wallet pass. And you can grow your program. And as you become more familiar with our technology and understand where your customers respond more effectively, then you can increase.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why we've got a couple of different verticals in the platform. Say, for instance, the podcast marketer product. And that is one pass, 4 updates a month. And what generally happens there is our podcast people will, as you say, dip a toe in the water, test the market, whatever. So they start with a podcast pass. They're doing the 4 updates a month or 2 updates a month if they only update every other week like we do. And they see the response that they get. And then they look at it and they say, well, you know, I'm using my podcast as part of my marketing strategy for my online coaching. So the next thing they do is they branch out and they say, okay, well, I'd like to add a pass for my coaching product for this particular launch of this particular product. Then they come back and they're like, okay, well, I've got another launch and Can I leverage my original podcast and product passes to let people know about my new launch and get them to sign up for my new launch directly from these passes? And the answer is yes. So that's a great example of being able to start small and expand as you need to. Now, passes aren't tied to physical locations. They have a very nice location and proximity element if you either have a brick and mortar business or you're going to be somewhere in a physical location, like you're speaking at a trade show or you're hosting a party at an event and you want to keep track of tickets so you know who showed up, who didn't, and you want to market on behalf of your sponsors to your attendees. So there's a lot of different ways that you can expand. And like you say, there's no requirement that you go all in from the start. Go simple, go small, start with one thing, and expand from there as you become more familiar with the technology.
That's very true, Kim. Very well said. And mobile is the fastest way to reach out to your base. If you're in a state that doesn't allow direct advertising, you're still able to manage a preferred member or a loyalty type of program using mobile and our passes. Lock screen notification is fast. People don't complain about it, and it's more importantly, it's effective.
So I just want to make a point about Hazel's comment about being in a state that doesn't allow direct advertising. We have two platform products. One is called Mobile Wallet Marketer, and if you are a mainstream business, you have a podcast, you have an online coaching course, you do executive business coaching, you have a restaurant or an automobile dealership, you have very few restrictions on where and how you can advertise. Even though, you know, I was surprised to find out that some of our automobile dealers are area restricted on where they can pop ads and where they can't pop ads. So we had to work with that. But more specifically, if you happen to be in the cannabis business and you've been listening to our podcasts because you're in the cannabis space, and you know that probably 20% of our podcasts are cannabis related, this is one of those instances where some states that have legal cannabis are exceptionally restrictive, like Washington State, on how, when, and where people can actually advertise. So don't think we just told you that you can't advertise your business. We simply said that if you are in the legal cannabis business, we can make you compliant with the advertising rules and regulations in your state.
That's very well said. And mobile can be location or context driven. How fantastic is it, Kim, that you can effectively message someone when they're in range to stop by your shop? I mean, you can't really do that with email or website or even with social media without some sort of expensive setup.
True that. You know, Facebook Messenger is going to start offering more location-based, how can I put this, interaction. But if you're not buying Facebook advertising, you're not going to be able to use it. And we buy a considerable amount of Facebook advertising, nowhere near what some of these larger companies do. But if you don't do Facebook advertising and you don't know how to manage Facebook advertising, and you know, Google to a degree is probably going to put this in with AdWords again. If you're not buying and spending on AdWords advertising all the time or Facebook advertising all the time, then you don't get the benefits of any sort of mobile location and proximity awareness that they offer. Because if you run an ad for a week, that's great. You'll get notifications for the week. But when you stop running the ad, you're not going to get any more notifications because it's not part of their program. Our platform, pay as you go, pay by the month. As long as you're doing it and it's a lot less expensive than Facebook advertising or AdWords, then you're still going to be having it and it's still going to be available.
Absolutely. And that is the four reasons why so far. And now we're at the number one reason of why you should be using mobile marketing, and that's to increase your sales.
I mean, this is true.
Yeah, I mean, when you add mobile to your marketing plan, sales income per person, per ticket, all increases. You spend less time acquiring customers, they buy more, and they tend to refer their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers, and really it speeds up your bottom line. It increases your sales, and really it's easy to use.
It is. I mean, mobile is one of those things that goes directly to your bottom line. Honestly, you should be able to spend a dollar and get at least a dollar back for that spend. If you were doing a branding effort and you weren't looking at direct sales, to be able to credit a dollar for a dollar spend, that's huge in the branding world. If you're doing direct sales and you have the ability to engage with customers using mobile when they are at your place of business, your competitor's place of business, when you're speaking at a trade show or you're hosting an event or you have a sponsor relationship where you need to promote sponsors, all of these things, any of these things are very simple and easy to set up and super, super easy to maintain using mobile. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It really is. It is. So these are the five whys of mobile marketing. Do you have anything else, Kim?
I'm going to do a really quick recap. Number five.
Yes.
If you're not doing it, your competition is. Number four, you can start small and expand as needed. Number three, mobile is the fastest way to reach your base. Number two, mobile can, but it doesn't have to be, location or context driven. And the number one reason, mobile increases sales.
That's a great reason.
Well, you know, I don't know. If you're giving it away, mobile increases your ability to give it away. Whatever you're doing, mobile is the way to go. I think, does that wrap it up?
That does wrap it up.
Thanks so much for listening.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a great week.